Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States has made clear repeatedly that it will not support an unconditional ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas that fails to release the hostages held by Hamas. These two urgent goals are inextricably linked, said Ambassador Robert Wood, U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs at the United Nations.
There are still seven American citizens in the hands of Hamas. We will not forget them. For our part, we will continue to pursue a diplomatic solution that brings peace, security, and freedom to Palestinians in Gaza. The United States, along with partners in the region, has worked tirelessly to achieve such a deal.
It is not Israel standing in the way of a ceasefire and hostage deal. It is Hamas, stressed Ambassador Wood. Israel has said it is prepared to have a temporary ceasefire in exchange for the release of a few hostages, and then build on that to bring each and every hostage home. Any UN Security Council resolution must condemn Hamas for its October 7th terrorist attack, said Ambassador Wood.
It's inexplicable that more than 13 months since that day, some members of this council are missing the plot, that they refuse to acknowledge it is Hamas that instigated this conflict. It is Hamas that has put millions of Palestinian civilians in harm's way and has brought the region to the precipice of a broader war.
American diplomacy will continue to press for more aid in and throughout Gaza, which requires immediate steps to improve conditions on the ground. The United States has taken a very clear position since this war began, which is that Israel had a right to defend itself after the worst slaughter of Jews since the Holocaust, Ambassador Wood reiterated. At the same time, the United States has done more than any other country to improve the humanitarian conditions in Gaza. It's vital that we end this war in a way that charts a path forward in the post-conflict period that provides governance, security, and reconstruction in Gaza, and restores dignity for civilians caught in the middle of a war they did not want, said Ambassador Wood. Let's work to bring a durable end to the suffering and misery of Hamas's many victims since October 7th.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.